Regarding the Rav's answer for question 1749, in a situation where there are two individuals that live their lives to the fullest, meaning Reuven is a tzaddik and gon in Torah, and Shimon is an amoritz in the truest sense. Both Reuven and Shimon do everything baratzon Hashem. They live their lives pure and to the highest level of productivity that the Rabbanu Shalom allotted to them to be able to achieve. The question is, during the endless years after the patira of Reuven, he'll be reaping endless schar due to the masses of Klal Yisrael continuously learning his Torah. On the other hand, Shimon, whose name is not even remembered by Klal Yisrael, would remain with the original schar that he received due to his pure life. Anonymous from New York. Even though it's hard to understand all of the ways of reward and punishment from God's standpoint, just a point to ponder, and that is that a person who has given more potential and true, maybe influenced many, many people and wrote Sfarim or whatever, could have done more, and therefore eternally he is held responsible for what he didn't do. Whereas the other person, even little things that he did, he raised his family, his grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, also bring him schar, maybe in a much more magnified way than the other person, people that he touched, people that he influenced or did something good for or did a chesed for, that chesed also reaps benefits. So there are countless ways that in the end things can be fair, even though one was given more potential than the other. Each one is judged on their level and reap benefits eternally for the things they did on their level.